Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. Beginning of Visit with Cookie this Friday, the 24th November, 72. Right in the middle of September, Friday morning, 24th of November, 72. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. Beginning of Visit with Cookie this cloudy, gloomy morning, the 24th of November, 72.
Or me it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the
well, I'm just getting a few things.
About got my truck rolling yesterday. Finish it up today. We'll be driving it tomorrow. On the Valdosta.
Saturday. What's going on at Valdosta on Saturday?
Horse sale.
I thought that was Tuesday.
That's some equipment. There's one on just outside of Valdosta on Tuesday. And right in Valdosta, there's another one.
Oh, there's two of them up there.
Yeah.
In competition?
No.
Same people.
Yeah, old man Walker, he got them both.
Yeah.
I hope I get them horses.
Now, are you going up there to get something or to take something?
I'm going to take 7 head.
What?
Yours and whoever's?
Mine.
You think you're getting a good time?
Yeah. Now's a good time.
Yeah.
Got 7 head of myself.
Christmas is no, that's not a market for horses.
It is for ponies.
Yes.
Well, I got 2 of them that's got to go. Because they got out 2 times last night, and I ain't going to put up with that tonight.
Yeah, I feel you're just rattling away. You just go ahead with what your business is. You don't have to stop what you're doing.
Well, I just have to open this.
Fee is like her mama. If she not rattling something, I'm telling you, they are great rattlers.
Okay, now that's all the rattling.
Well,
and furthermore, if they won't rattle it once, they rattle it 6 times. And it don't matter what's going on. You can trade horses or anything else. That rattling has got to go. I was at your house, I know they all are quiet when the head man speaks.
You bet your bottom dollar they're quiet.
That's the way they ought to be.
Yeah.
By George.
You're lucky you can hear yourself talk. Damn. I just have to get up and go. I just can't put up with it.
Just so long,
and I'm gone.
Well, I tell you, they just about big enough they can take out after you if they want to.
Yeah.
I'd carry that Harriet along with me. I think she'd be
I'll probably take her to Valdosta with me tomorrow.
Let her see what goes on.
Let her ride them horses for me.
Sure.
Of course, now 4 of them, I bought them in the field. They ain't been rode in 6 months.
Yeah. And you still haven't rode them?
Still haven't rode them. And I'm not going to ride them.
Yeah. You can tell from the ground what they'll do.
They're horses.
Yeah.
But you think they'll sell?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make money on them.
You know, when I think Mr. Weaver was out looking for his dogs, he got permission somehow to run his dogs over there in the container. Land. Yeah. He lost a couple of them. There's a couple of them fairly gentle. They'd come up and speak to you, and they stole them. And then one of them got loose, and then got out on the road and got just slaughtered. And this pest control man came along and picked the dog up and took him into the vet. He could tell it was a pretty good dog, you know. That wouldn't do anything until he got in touch with Mr. Whelan. Mr. Whelan said he is down in the hip and that same leg was broke 3 times. And the rest of them about the same way. When I was over there, I came by there, got a haircut the other day. The dog was in that little doghouse, but Mr. Whelan spoke to him and he come out. He kind of favored that bad leg. I don't know how to do it. Well, he was over there that night. I stopped over there to see Marvin a minute. And here this car came up. And Mr. Weaver had caught a ride, that old car, and use that telephone, that old car of his has exploded. He said it knocked a little bit, and he thought, well, it wasn't far to that checking station. He just tried to go up there, and before he got there, he said it went bang. Is that what you call throw a rod or something like that?
Oh, it sounded like a timing gear. See, them old Chevrolets had a fiber timing gear in them, and they had knock and thrash and bang around there, and all at once they just quit.
Well, he's still got it sitting over there. He's afraid to get into it. It's the old car, not worth what it takes to fix it. And then the expense of that dog, he had to pay the vet.
Yeah.
$60.
Darn. I think a long time before I pay that much for a dog.
On top of that, he took him home and gave him chiropractic treatments. He can do it. But he's on foot. I'm surprised old car kept going as long as it did.
Looks to me like one of them boys hasn't fixed it. They're good mechanics. That one works up there for parts place. He can get his parts wholesale.
He don't work that. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there ain't no reason why they can't go in there and fix that thing. It don't take all that time, long for the time and gear in. Heck, I can put one in myself in 3 hours.
Well, you see, they're not that good mechanics. They can sell the parts, but I never heard of them working on a car. There ought to be something a fella could get like Mr. Weaver. All he wants is just a little cheap transportation. Just next thing to horse and wagon. If there's something just a little bit above that, that's all he needs.
Well, I'll sell him a saddle horse. That's as far as I can help him.
Yeah.
Now, I've got two deals cooking on automobiles. I might be able to help him out here in a few days.
Well, I'm not talking about you helping him out. I'm talking about there ought to be some way, you see, that he could get just a little transportation.
I say, there might be some way I can get him some transportation here in a few days. But I'd just as soon trade with Mr. Weaver as anybody else. But his money spends just like everybody else's.
I don't think he's got any.
Well,
that $60 just flattened me out. Just flattened me.
I'll trade with him.
Take a dog?
Yeah, I'll trade for a dog.
Well, that's more like it. He can raise dogs.
I'll trade for a dog. I'll trade for a car or a horse or a cow or a duck. Anything but a billy goat. Anything but a billy goat.
No sale for a billy goat, Tricia?
Yeah, but I don't want to mess with no billy goat.
Mr. Tricia, you know, he used to have billy goats down there on the lake. He's even let them go.
Yeah.
Well, now, Mr. Weaver can raise dogs, you see, and he can raise good ones. Oh, yes, if I wanted a dog, I'd like to have one of them. They're smart dogs, Cookie.
He got bird dogs, hasn't he?
Walker hounds.
Yeah, they're good dogs.
Papers on.
Oh yes, papers on all those dogs. Hey, Cookie, I had a.
Speaking of dogs, that Laura, now she got the dog.
You mean Laura got a dog?
Yeah, she got her little old poodle. I'm telling you, that's the hateful thing I ever saw in my life.
Lap dog.
Night before last, that rascal, he wouldn't sleep. Just laid in there in the front of the fire and howled. I told her yesterday evening, I said, now look, if that dog howls tonight, I'm going to throw it outside, poodle or no poodle. She said, that's my poodle, you're going to leave it inside. I said, well, now you better stay here to keep it inside, keep it quiet if it howls tonight, because I'm still going to throw it outside. But it didn't howl, so it got to stay inside last night.
Did you ever have a pet?
A pet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we've had pet sheep.
You, I'm talking about.
No, I ain't got no pet.
You never did have a pet?
No, the nearest thing to a pet's Helen, and I ain't got too much to her.
How is it they all get into this pet business? They don't want a horse and treat it like a horse. They want to pet it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they treat it like a horse, Cookie?
They just want a pet. They don't want it. They don't want nothing else. It's like them two aggravating ponies I got up there. Them rascals. That's what's happened to them. They treat them like a pet. Well, I'm going to sell them rascals tomorrow. They got to go. I ain't going to put up with them. I'm absolutely not going to put up with them.
Can't handle them.
No, I can't handle them.
Once you get a pet, you can't even.
I don't care where you put them son of a guns. They're going to come to the back door. I don't want no pet like that. No.
I know the first time I tried, had this pet cow over here, first time I tried to take them anywhere, they'd all go but her.
you want to stay. They feel like they're a privileged character.
Yeah. They won't lead off like they ought to, you see, if you give them a little extra treatment. Oh, no, they won't lead off. They're going to shake their heads and go the other way.
Yeah.
Come out here with this fella, that big old tall fella, and all he wanted to do was hold that bucket up there and let that filly eat. And the filly didn't do anything else all the time. He didn't lead the filly, walk with the filly, just hold that bucket up there and let her eat.
You all don't need no more horses, do you?
Gun.
I'm gonna have to find, say, a nice Tennessee walker.
Yeah, that'd be something.
We're out of horse business. If we had another groom, you see, the reason we got in the horse business to start with, you see, we had a groom. You remember that? That's before you came out here, old Nick. You know, for a year or two, he was good help out here. And he could handle those horses with the children or with the grown-ups.
Anybody?
Yeah. And he was... that was...
Well?
And you see, he could handle the horses, he could saddle them, and he'd... he could rub them down. Did he ever rub them down to you? He never rubbed Molly down.
Nope.
It's beneath him.
He loves Molly, but
he
won't rub her down. I don't understand that.
Well.
What? I tell you, that Harriet Ann, if she'd just settle down and stay with me. It's no telling what that girl could amount to.
That's right.
Now, she can handle a horse. And that parade up there last Friday, a week ago, she took Rowdy up there. Now, he'd never been in any real excitement like that. And she made a perfect gentleman out of that horse.
He listened to her.
She made a perfect gentleman out of that horse. I don't know whether you all saw him or not. Y'all didn't see the parade?
Mm-hmm. In
Gainesville? Gator parade.
Oh, mm-hmm. That parade.
Yeah.
Was she riding?
Yeah. He was the finest horse in the parade. No
Rowdy?
Question. Rowdy, there's no question about it. He was the finest horse in the parade. He had more style than all the rest of them put together.
Yeah. And he knew he was in a parade.
He knew where he was at. That horse got more sense than I had.
He got horse sense.
But you know, since I took Babe out of there, neither one of them are the same horses. Tony or Rowdy, either one. They're both, they're just completely different.
Completely different.
Before, Tony would never come up and stick his head over the fence and beg for feed. Never. Till I took Babe out.
Yeah.
Now then he comes up and sticks his head over the fence, him and Rowdy standing side by side. And let me tell you, it's just something to see. And they'll let that little mare come right up there with them and stick her head over the fence.
Oh, well, they took her in?
They took her in right in the family. But I'm going to sell her tomorrow.
She don't take a trip. I'm
going to use her for my backlog.
Oh.
Yeah.
If others don't work, she will.
I got to have so much money tomorrow. That's how I got to have it.
mouth tied up.
Yeah.
You put all your loose chains in these horses.
Yeah, I've got 460 dollars and 7 head of horses.
Including the two ponies.
Yeah. Now ponies are bringing a good price now. They're bringing me $100.
Oh, what they? You mean a piece?
No, $50 a piece.
Yeah.
Well, about any kind of a horse will bring you $100. Now, if you can ride him, if you can set on him, he'll bring you $100.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you, the only way you can get Harriet Ann. What do you call her, Harriet?
Harriet Ann.
You don't. It don't matter. She don't care.
She don't care.
What do you call her? the only way you can get her is to isolate her. As long as she's in the public school, she'll get those foolish ideas. And as long as she's all the others, you see, she got them to answer to. So it's a losing proposition, Cookie.
Now Alice, if she was big enough, but she's scared.
She got good sense.
If she is brave enough. Now, she'll go with me, stay with me, just like that all the time.
Yeah.
But she's scared to stay in the car by herself when I'm out there. And if I get out and get the horse trading and she's around there, and the fella I'm dealing with ask her something, why, she's liable to tell him the wrong thing, you know.
Yeah. But she's going to tell him.
She'll tell him something.
Yeah.
So I can't keep him around the trading too much because they don't know the knack yet.
Well, they can pick it up.
Yeah, but I'm liable to lose my shirt while they're picking it up, though.
Don't cost you.
It's liable to cost me.
Yeah.
I don't tell them no lies. There's just lots of things I don't tell them, see?
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll kind of help you out. Say, Daddy, you forget this.
Yeah. And Harriet Ann, she's just stubborn enough to say, when I look, that he's doing the trading, I'm not. Just break them all blunt like that, you know.
Oh, would she?
Yes, my fella. Right now.
So they'd know from that.
That they ain't going to get nothing out of her.
Yes, and they're not going to get the truth out of you. They don't expect to anyhow, do they? Cookie, how do they feel? How do you all, when you all trading, especially when you're trading with somebody that's trading too, how do you know what to believe?
You don't. You just believe what you see.
Yeah.
And I can't see very good sometimes, so I don't believe very much.
Yeah. Especially when you say it after dark.
You say it after dark, yeah.
Well, now, did you have some reason in taking Babe up the country there after dark?
Sure did.
You knew his horse?
No. No, I didn't know his horse. No, I didn't know it. Never saw him before. But you see, I know what he'd do. Take that mare out there and he'd turn her out with a bunch of, with the rest of his horses, see? And the first thing she'd do, she'd start running them. And I know she would. And she did. But it was after dark, and I couldn't see how far she run them. And I unloaded her, just like she did Rowdy, and all the rest of them I put in down there. minute they got up close to her, well, she'd pin them ears back and take after them.
Babe
would. But now, Queen, I put her in a good home. I really put her in a good home. I'll make more money off of her than anything I've traded lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They could see it, yeah.
I'll make more money off that man.
Car and those two ponies.
Yeah, I can get $150 for the motor out of that car. And I'll get $100 out of them ponies. I'll end up at $250 out of that mare.
Yeah. Well.
But I got to trade to do it. I mean, I got to go all the way around my elbow and get back to my thumb before I can make that, see? That's taking a long way home.
Yeah.
But I'll get there.
Well, that's the trouble, you see. That's the trouble in these fellows like Mr. Weaver. They won't do that. They just want to look at the car and find something that's running before they're interested. And they're not interested in just getting the motor out of it.
I don't know. I may quit the university. Thinking very seriously about quitting. Helen and Laura and my Frank, they all want me to quit. See, Helen got a big raise this last time.
Well, don't tell me.
You knew that woman was making over $600 a month?
Is that right? Is that right?
Sure. She got a $106 raise on the month.
Keep her.
You ought to see the recommendation that was sent in on her.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ought to see that. See, I ain't making no money at the university. I ain't doing nothing. Nothing. See, they got me cut back to $2.10 an hour. See, when I went back to work there, I had to start at the bottom and start and go back up again. Well, I don't think, unless they do something else, I'm not going to do it. I can draw them $150 a month from the government. And, horse trade. Got my truck going now. That's what tore me up.
That's hauling.
And fixing my truck. See, I had to bear all that out of my pocket.
It's cold cash, everything.
But by golly, let me tell you. When I went and picked the piece up, it was mine.
Yeah.
I got it running good. I got a little bit more tinkering I do to it today and take it and get it inspected. And it ain't painted yet, but by golly, it's running. And I'm going to drive it to Veldhoff tomorrow. I have to. I got to take it. Yeah, I got 5 big horses and 2 ponies.
You going to put some in the truck?
I'm going to put the 2 ponies in the truck. And maybe this white mare down here. And them other wild ones, I'll put them in trailers. Then a big trailer and take them.
Will they ride together?
Yeah, they're in the field together. They run together. They have to ride together. I get them in there and get their heads tied, but there ain't nothing else they can do but just stand there and ride. Mm-hmm.
Can the hair down get on them?
Yeah, she will. She picked up an awful lot of courage here lately in horses. Mainly since she rode, took Rowdy up there to the university, see, and she paraded him around over the drill field. Everybody looked at him and bragged on him, and bragged on her, you know, the way she controlled him. Because she'd make him stretch out so she could get on her, on him, you know. And then she rode him down through town, and she's gained a lot of courage.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't see how you talking about getting that thing done took as long as, I don't see how you got it done in this length of time. You had so much, you just rebuilt that. You didn't have much left to start with on that old truck, Cookie.
No, I had a motor, a left front fender, a left door, the rear end, and a pickup body. I went and gathered the rest of it up and put it together.
Mm-hmm.
The body?
The pickup bed.
The bed?
Yeah.
The bed was all right.
Yeah. It's warped a little bit, but I ain't gonna... I mean, it's all right. Yeah, put a cab on it.
And even the windshield to the... And then even the cab had to have a windshield.
Yeah, I put the windshield in it. That cost me $60. Just the windshield.
You couldn't... You had to have it done.
No, a new one would cost me $140. I got a second-hand one for $60.
And you did the work.
I did the work. Put it in myself. They wanted $15 to stick it in. Me and Frank put it in 20 minutes. We sure did. Put it in 20 minutes.
Smart interest in this working on rebuilding your truck.
Not too much, not what he should have. I'm surprised, really. I'm surprised at him. He knows that when I do something, I want it done right.
Yeah.
And a lot of things I'm going to have to redo on that truck because I just don't suit me. They're not the way they're supposed to be. They'll work, but they're not the way they're supposed to be. And I ain't going to have it.
Well, it's still not right.
It's still not. Well, as far as the running gear, yeah, it's all right. But before I get it painted, I'm going to change some of the body, the way it's put together, and so on and so forth. I'm going to change it because it ain't right. And I'm going to fix it so it is right.
I'm going to see how you got it done this quick. You say this took you a little while to put that windshield in, but it took you right smart a while of time to find it.
That's right. I just lucked up on it. I happened to be at the right place at the right time when they pulled this wreck in.
Oh.
It was a 72 model.
Yeah.
And believe me, it was totaled, rolled over, and that windshield didn't break.
Amazing. But
the
cab was bashed in?
The back of the cab was mashed in. But that windshield didn't break. And a scratch on it. I asked him, I said, what you want for that windshield? $60, I said. Tell you what I'm putting in the back seat of my car. I give him the money for it.
How long did it take him to take it out?
It was already out. See, when it rolled over, why the windshield popped out. See?
Oh, it popped out?
Yeah.
But it didn't break.
But it didn't break.
You ever hear that?
Yeah, I saw it happen. Yeah.
I thought they were stuck in where they wouldn't come out.
No, you can push real hard and push that thing out front ways. Get inside and push it out. It's not dismounted in rubber. That rubber just clips over that there cab. That rubber it is, and you can push it right on out.
Gee whiz.
That's one of the safety features about them. If it rolls over, instead of it cracking and maybe throwing glass back in the cab and cutting somebody, that windshield will pop out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a safety feature they got.
Oh, that been?
Well, let's see. I think they first came out with that in 67.
Yeah.
Well, how's old Chevrolet? What's it doing? Is it sitting there?
No, it's running. The sticker's out of date. But I don't care. I just run it out here.
Yeah.
I keep threatening to put a hitch on it, you see. It's a little handier, but it don't matter that much, you know. I took the hitch off of that old Chrysler because it wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
There's another hitch or two out there. There might be something that would fit.
Did you see my trailer over there that I brought in?
Over here?
Yeah.
At your headquarters? I didn't pay attention to it.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the body off of the running gear and build me a stock trailer. See, that's aluminum. All that's made out of aluminum, see. And it don't leak. I'm going to build me a tack room out of it and a place to keep my junk.
Oh, you mean your big 16-foot trailer?
18-foot.
18-foot. 7-foot wide?
7-foot wide and 6.5 feet tall.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I thought you meant the horse trailer. That's some doing. That looks like a boxcar.
It sure does. But I'm going to take the running gear out from under to see.
Yeah.
Build me a stock trailer.
Yeah.
That's just, that running gear is just what I've been looking for, because the tires are the same width as they are on an ordinary car or a truck pickup, and they'll track right behind it.
Oh,
see?
Yes.
They'll track right behind it.
Yeah, and they're pretty good sized wheels.
Yeah. That's just what I've been wanting.
Well,
probably Sunday I'll get the kids down here and get it taken off, get it took off that frame. So next week I can go to work on it, get me a body put on it. I'm going to build it 20 feet long. I'm going to put a 2-foot extension on that frame. Build it 20 feet long, 5 feet wide. That'll let me haul 6 big horses, or a whole heap of cows.
Yeah, you're going to business.
It'll be mine when I get done with it. And if I want to haul cows, I can haul cows. I want to haul horses, I have something to haul me.
Yeah, you can haul anything in there.
Anything. Hay.
You know this horse ranch out here, you know, had that big old van.
Yeah.
They could put 100 bales of hay in that and put 2 or 3 tractors in it. It was that big, you know, and just roll them in.
Well, I see reading them building this 5 feet wide. You see that little Ford tractor of yours will go right on up in there.
Yeah. I know one thing. You don't want them too wide.
No, you can't get them no place.
You can't get them no place.
Just like this wide trailer yours here now. See, it's 8 feet overall, from outside tire to outside the tire.
Uh-huh, a little extra.
And you're lucky if you can take a car and pull it through that gate right out there.
That's right. That's right.
You're just awful lucky.
Yes. That's right. But it sure is nice if you had something to see where you could pull your tractor and your rig up into it.
Well, see, I've got that big flat trailer up home, a tandem flat trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's 16 feet long and 6 feet wide. You can pull, you take it and put your tractor and whole rig right up on top of it, right up on it.
Yeah.
I've got to get it back down here. See, that's what I use to haul my truck, the things for my pickup when I was working on it.
Really?
Yeah, I used it. Yeah. I just take it out and back it up under something and go on about my business. Yeah, that's what I use.
Oh.
I'm going to get it, get the junk hauled off, and get it back down here.
This, go get that 210 an hour and this 268 that comes out before you eat. It ain't that profitable to you working up there.
I'm losing money, guy. I'm losing money.
You'd be putting in your time up there and not getting anything out of it. It hardly pay you to drive up there.
I do $17.37 for 2 weeks. Last week I drew $6.95. Last payday. And the payday before that I drew $5.58.
Oh, this insurance business comes out of that.
That's right.
Before you see it.
I don't even see that. I'm just working for the other fella. I mean, heck, by the time I bought a tank of gas, I didn't have $10 left this week. And it takes a tank of gas in 2 days, every 2 days for me.
Yeah.
3 trips a day to Gainesville and back. 2 tanks of gas.
Now that insurance can't reach anybody except you.
That's right.
They can't touch Helen.
No.
Or Frank.
No.
Just you.
Just me. Because the vehicle was in my name. And the insurance was in my name. And if I'd have pushed it and it'd give me any static, they would have got me for letting an unauthorized person drive my truck. That's automatically $500. Fine. So there wasn't no way for me to fight it. I mean, just wasn't no way. All I got to do was just hump up and pay it.
But if you haven't got any income.
That's right. They can take it when I get it. When I give it to them.
Yeah.
They can't touch my government pension.
They can't touch that.
No, sir. Can't nobody touch that. And they can't touch Helen, nor the kids, Because they got to have what they make to live on.
What surprises me is that they would be that fierce about it. But you don't have anything.
No, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. What I make and what I spend, I have to get out and make it horse trading because I don't make it at the university.
Can't take your truck away from
you? No. The university, the credit union is helping me out there, see?
Oh.
See, I had finance through the credit union.
Yes. So that comes first?
That comes first, and then the insurance gets theirs, and I ain't got nothing left then.
But the payments on the truck come ahead of them.
Yeah.
And they can't take your truck over just as soon as you pay for it.
No. Where'd Debbie go?
She went home.
Where's she live in Gainesville? That's the first time I saw her, and God, I don't know how.
Yeah, she's going to be out here. I was in hopes she'd be out here a little bit Thanksgiving, you see, but apparently she steps in.
Well, I was over at Ed's all day yesterday working on my truck. See, he was closed up.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me and Frank permission to work inside, see. Where it was out of the weather, and that's how come us to get so much done.
Well, yeah.
See, he was closed up over there, see.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Frank just went inside and shut the doors and went to work, and we worked over there all day.
Well, that's, you can't get much done with all this interrupting.
No, you can't get nothing done.
When you go back to work, you forget where you are.
Yeah. And by the time you figure out where you're at, you got another interruption.
Yeah. No, that does it.
Well, now, I want to ask you first this. Do you all need another car for transportation?
Yeah, but I've been flat since last spring. I'm not much better off than you are.
Well, why I ask? Now, I'm getting in a 62 Oldsmobile four-door sedan. A nice one. It's right. And I want to have about $200 in it. Just about $200. Maybe a little over, I don't know. And if you all thought you'd be interested, why? Let you have it.
This old out here, that's the most extraordinary thing. You'd look at that and you'd say that's you're just good for life, that car. But you can't hardly go to town without something doesn't bust on it. You know, I went to town Monday. And right there at your old stand, I heard it as something went pop, and I couldn't steer. So I went on around the block, you see, and put it up at the gas well. Well, it's just a fan belt. Well, fortunately, it waited until I got up there. Well, last time Faye was over to Eddie's, Janet or somebody woke up and says, "You're flooding." And one of those heater pipes or something, you see, was leaking or busted. And it's always something wrong with it. And generally, it's something costly.
Well, I got that little, got that 66 Ford. I'm having another engine put in it. Of course, I got $400 in that thing. Man, I mean, that's what I've got in it. Actual cash. $400.
I got to take this old over to Eddie this morning. Let him tighten. Let him fix the cable. Scrape the thing.
I'm hoping to get back in commission here before too long. I just got the horse trade. I got to make a little money for myself. I mean, Helen, Laura, and Frank, I mean, they make enough to take care of their self, but I've got to make some for myself now. It's $17 and $6 and $5 and $8 and so forth. Me taking home every 2 weeks is for the birds. I got to get out and make it.
that stall over there, that's a good place to work, isn't it? It's on concrete?
Yeah.
You got a few more tools there, Andy?
No, you ain't. You can't find them. They're everywhere. Them boys of his and gets out there and gets in the toolbox, and you can't find no tools. I had my little square box about that long, about that big square, and it's light and handy to tote around, and I just kept it with me, working right on the toolbox, just like that. Frank couldn't understand why I could get things done so fast. Now he spent 3/4 of his time yesterday hunting for tools.
Yeah.
Sure did. I had mine sitting right there beside of me.
Mm-hmm. I can see that makes a difference.
Yeah. And that hunting for stuff is exasperating.
Yes, my fella. Mm-hmm.
It gets you sooner or later. I go out there to rig up and I can't find the drawbar, you see. I walk all over the place 2 or 3 times looking for a drawbar, but that time I ain't in any humor.
You done lost all in there. You done lost all your energy hunting.
Yes, I got no interest in that.
And one of those little cars, I think would make you for a good second car, or first car, or however you want to call it. That Ford would really be economical. It's got power steering. It's all the power it's got, just power steering. And it doesn't have air conditioning. No, it doesn't have no radio. And it's just got power steering. And it's got that little 289 V8 engine. That gets around 18, 19 miles a gallon gas.
Mm-hmm.
Got 4 new tires on it.
Mm-hmm.
Inspection sticker. It's ready to go. And I have another motor put in it.
Now it's not a straight.
No, it's automatic.
Yeah.
You can't hardly get a standard shift.
You think it's just better to have another motor put in it?
Yeah, rather than Well, I can get this other motor put in for around, well, for about $30 more than the parts would cost me to fix the one that's in it, see. Mm-hmm. And I can't pull it out and fix it for $30. I mean, my time. So I'm just going to trade with this old boy and let him put the motor in and...
They don't give them parts away, do they?
No, my father. No.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd have a little good weather and we could, you know, get out and have a little fun. But it looks like it's all going to be dismal.
I don't know. Hell, I may want to make them down Sunday morning early. See, she has to work this. She had to work yesterday. She got to work today. She got to work tomorrow. So that just knocked everything in the head for yesterday, see.
Oh, I see. It wasn't the weather.
No, it wasn't the weather. No. It's just a simple reason she had to work last night and she had to get a rest.
Yeah.
And you know, and I know, when she comes over there, she don't get no rest.
No, she got no separation from... I'll tell you, they are really growing. They gonna be able to tell you what to do one of these days. You won't have to sink at all. They'll sink for you.
Well, they want me to quit over at the university. I don't know. I've got two big pair of horses sold. If I could get off to go get them, I can make $500 on the trip. Because I know what I can buy them for in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I know what I can sell them for down here.
Yeah.
But see, it'll take me a week to go up and back.
You know, old Johnny, what is his name, say it?
Ross.
Johnny Ross up there.
Yeah.
At Melrose. Johnny got us started in horses. And what he did, get a horse from him, and if the horse didn't work out, he'd do something about it. And he didn't have enough margin on the trade to cover him. And I think a lot of his deals he didn't make anything. And I never pinched him, you know. I never told him he was charging me too much or anything. I was willing to pay him for his trouble. And at that time, you see, now everybody is willing to charge you pretty well. But that's just a few years ago, Cookie. And people out in the countryside, they was more interested in saving you money. Do you know how fast it's changed?
Yeah, that's good.
You see, old Willie Chitty spent a half a day out there on an old rusty 30-gallon water pump to use that out there so he wouldn't have to buy a new one. Well, that was a great waste of time because it wasn't any good. It's already rusted out. But that was what they did.
Yeah.
They tried to save you money. Buster, when I first traded with him, you see, over there. Oh, he'd do my brakes. And he'd leave something off, and then I'd have to go back and get it done.
Yeah.
He's just saving money. He was actually trying to save me money.
Yeah.
Well.
But it cost you money in the long run.
Yes, of course, me, because
yeah.
I took care of him. I didn't hold him responsible, you see. But anyhow, Johnny dealt with horses, and, you see, Faye could tell him what she wanted, he'd look around for it. Well, now that's what they need. But if you get somebody like that, they'll take advantage of you.
Yeah.
They won't want to pay you anything. They'll pay you, you see, they'll buy this little filly and pay you $300 for it, but they won't pay you that.
That's right.
You see, that's the trouble with you helping them.
Yeah, I had horses here that that helped them would have been far better off than buying them from me, because they were broke horses and they were ready to go.
Yeah.
And what you got now? Trouble.
But see, I told you that long ago, that you couldn't deal with these brainy people. They want to deal with somebody who will take them, make them pay, make them put out the money. See.
Oh, and they went up there and bought Champ. That Palomino?
Yeah.
And he begged them all at the same time.
Yeah.
And what happened? I bet they lost money on that horse.
Well, that's the thing about it, see. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. See, you could be busy all the time and just save that money and make a living yourself.
Yeah.
If they knew what's good for them. But they, you can't talk to them.
No.
You see, when you're not here, I talk to them. I never got anywhere. I never got anywhere with them.
Well?
You see, I never, you know, when you know people and working with them, you don't go around bragging on them, you run them down. But then when it comes to, I say, Cookie, look at that. He just, look at that. You ever seen anybody that crummy thinking he knows about horses? But see, when it comes to talking business, you see, you just say one or two little words, and that's all that's necessary.
Yeah.
If they listen. So.
Well, I got to go home. I'm supposed to have some people call about a horse this morning.
Oh, you're not working over here?
No, huh? No, see, Ed's got his station over, and I got my truck. I drove my truck home last night.
Oh, it's out.
Yeah, I drove it to Hawthorne last night.
It's on its wheels, on its own.
On its own. I drove to Hawthorne last night.
Oh, gee whiz.
I'll be back down here in it today.
Well, how do they get things done over there? Can't find tools, Cookie.
Like I say, I had my toolbox, see?
Yeah.
Carrying right around with me.
Yeah. You kept it.
I kept it right with me, see? We accomplished more yesterday toward that truck than we have in an area 2 weeks that we finished working on.
Yeah. Well, how did he work all the time? How did he get the thing done? You gotta look for something?
I don't know. I can't figure him out. I told him this morning I wouldn't work there 15 minutes.
And they just let the children play with the tool. And there's nothing they can do about it?
They could do something about it, but they won't.